I know sometimes you try to convince yourself that your submission isn't a permanent part of your personality. However, I have to tell you, it's with you to stay. I don't know why you're submissive. Listening to stories from my clients over the years, I've observed that some men's submissions seem to be triggered by some experience. Some men seem to have simply been born submissive. Personally, I don't see a problem with being submissive, but I happen to be a dominant woman, and was very likely born that way. I suppose it's easy for me to say. But being submissive doesn't mean you're a loser, or you're not driven, or successful. The opposite is quite often true. The best advice I can offer is make peace with your submissive side. When has feeling ashamed and bad about yourself ever helped you accomplish anything? If you can find some room for this part of you and learn to care for it and feed it, you'll find it stops being such an overwhelming obsession. I know it's difficult to find a dominant woman to date and marry, but that's why you have me. Even though I'm not your girlfriend or wife, dating me by phone is actually a good way to take care of your submissive side. Domination by phone is a safe and surprisingly satisfying way to share all of you with someone who cares about you. Running from your submissive side will make you feel miserable, so stop it. Find a way to be submissive and enjoy it. I love your submissive side, so let's explore how to make the best of it. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.